Recent Beef Checkoff-funded research is adding to the growing body of evidence, reinforcing the important role beef plays in closing the nutrient gaps for vulnerable life stages. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Nutrition, Health, and Wellness, Dr. Shailene McNeil, explains.
So with this new beef checkoff research, we were able to take a look at some of these key life stages that we know beef plays such an important role in: teenagers, pregnancy and lactating women, older adults. And we were able to show that if Americans aren't eating around 2 ounces of beef per day, they're much more likely to fall short in the nutrients that we know beef delivers. So they're not getting enough iron and zinc and B vitamins.
She states meals with nutrient-dense lean beef may help improve health by delivering critical nutrients that support key life milestones. The release of this peer-reviewed nutrition analysis comes at a critical stage in the formulation of new dietary guidelines for Americans. The Scientific Advisory Panel is expected to reveal its recommendations for the guidelines shortly, which will be finalized by USDA and Health and Human Services in 2025. McNeil reports this early advisory panel is recommending substituting beans, peas, and lentils for red meat.
And I think what the science shows is those aren't substitutes for each other. Red meat, like beef, offer high-quality protein. They offer bioavailable iron. And those aren't found in those plant-based substitutes, so they're really not substitutes.
The peer-reviewed credible evaluation reaffirming beef's role in a healthy diet will be key in supporting current recommendations for moderate consumption of red meat. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council.